good evening.
Good evening.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Still Easter season. We celebrate the new life that we have in the risen Christ and the ascended Lord. And so that's our accent tonight. The acolyte tonight is going to snuff the candle here at the reading where we hear about Christ ascending. And so it's been traditional to do that, to symbolize that Christ is ascended and that we no longer see him as the disciples saw him in person. So we follow the order of service as printed in your bulletin. Once again, I'm Pastor Tom Peterson. I'm from the Jenkins area, Pine River area, and it's good to be with you again this evening on this wonderful Ascension Day. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. And may we be blessed as we receive Holy Communion in this service. So then let us begin with the opening hymn, a hymn of glory, Let Us Say. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our actions by your gracious favor, and further us with your continued help, that in all works begun, continued, and ended in your name, we may glorify your holy name. And finally, by your mercy, receive eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated for the scripture reading. The first reading is from the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning at verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And now the commentary. The apostles look up to heaven. Since Christ ascended, the church fixes her eyes there, looks lovingly until he comes again. Also, here the longing for Christ's return breaks through. And now we pray responsibly from Psalm 47. O clap your hands, all ye people.
Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
He is a great king over all the earth.
He shall subdue the people under us,
and the nations under our feet.
He shall choose our inheritance for us,
the excellency of Jacob whom he loved.
God is gone up with a shout,
the Lord with the sound of the trumpet.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth.
Sing ye praises with understanding.
God reigneth over the heathen.
God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness.
The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
And now I ask you to rise for the hearing of the gospel from the 16th chapter of Mark. Beginning at verse 14, we read in the name of our Savior, Lord, and King. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they sat at table, and he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended it. Amen. And now the commentary: as the completion of the past, our Lord did not ascend until he had gathered up the threads of his earthly ministry. He confirmed the doubting faith of the apostles by clear evidence of his resurrection. He gave them their final commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all of creation. He instituted the sacrament of holy baptism as the pledge of salvation and gave solemn warning of the danger of unbelief. He who disbelieves will be condemned. He gave them his last promise of supernatural assistance and of miraculous power to be exercised in his name as evidence to his disciples of the reality of their mission. And as the inauguration of the future, not until the Lord had completed his work was he received up with triumph into heaven and exalted to the right hand of God. The departure of the Master was a signal for the activity of his followers. They went forth and preached everywhere, strong in the power of their ascended Lord and the attestation afforded by the miracles. You may be seated as we join in singing hymn number 213. may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, my rock and redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
O grace and mercy and peace be unto all of you from God the Father and from our ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So once again, alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And let's go one step further. Alleluia, Christ has ascended.
Alleluia, Christ has ascended.
Do you think we sang enough alleluias in that first hymn? I remember in one of my parishes, one of the young boys, after an Easter sermon, he came through the line and he said, you know how many times we said alleluia? It was like over 100. Well, he was keeping count. That's good. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is ascended. And we confess that in the creed. Every week we say that he ascended into heaven. Now in Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul says that he that descended is the very one who ascended above all the heavens in order to fill all things. Now we might be a little bit despairing or disappointed that we can no longer see the risen and glorified Christ like the apostles and those who were able to see him within those 40 days after his resurrection. We might be a little bit disappointed, but yet we shouldn't be despairing. We shouldn't, because he's given us some wonderful promises. Well, he's going to send the Holy Spirit, and that's what we will celebrate in 10 days from now. That will be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, where God's power will be revealed through preaching and repentance and holy baptism, and yes, the witness of his people. Yeah, they were to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's how we've been brought into the church. Yeah, the message was brought to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so we are included because we've heard and believed that message. You know, I was looking at some of the Ascension hymns in the Lutheran service book, which is the most recent hymnal produced by the LCMS. And one of the hymns has this refrain in it: crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. And you heard Psalm 47. You know, God has gone up with a shout. I wonder what those apostles were doing when he ascended into the heavens. Were they just silently looking, or were there shouts? Yes, the Old Testament psalmist has said, shout. Amid shouts, God is going up. What a wonderful thing. You know, today I noticed there weren't that many clouds out in the blue sky. So it probably wouldn't have been a good day for that first ascension, because we hear that a cloud, or that Jesus disappeared in a cloud. They couldn't any longer see him. You know, we've looked at kites, you know, that go up into the air. We've looked at them, and maybe we see them for a very, very long time until they finally disappear. And so the disciples were looking up, and the angels asked them that question: why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus whom you see go into heaven will come again in like manner. Yes, he'll receive us unto himself. You know, that promise that Jesus gave in John 14, it really applies here. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you maybe also. Yes, the upward motion. You know, Jesus is going against gravity, isn't he? He is going upward. He who descended from God's heavenly throne, being, you know, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, taking upon himself our flesh, he certainly descended from that heavenly glory. But now, after all the work is done, after he says it is finished, right? Now he ascends and goes to his Father's throne. And so it's a wonderful homecoming for our Lord. But it's also the church preparing for its homecoming. You and I are included in that wonderful promise. Now think about Easter, and on both sides of Easter. Before Easter, we started counting 40 days, beginning with Ash Wednesday, and that brought us to the Easter event. And now on the other side of Easter, the other side, we've been counting 40 days since the resurrection of Jesus. And now we are at the ascension. Now granted, it doesn't get as much attention as the Christmas festival, doesn't get as much attention as the Easter victory, not even as much as Pentecost, perhaps, that will be celebrated 10 days from now. But this ascension event is crucial in our salvation. The Lord, he has done this, and it has great implications for you and I. We're not just spectators watching at the glorious, you know, ascension of someone that we can't explain fully, but we are included, and we will be included in that wonderful ascension. Okay. Now, even though it doesn't get the attention that some of the other festivals do, it warranted two angels being on duty there, didn't it? Two angels who asked that question, why do you stand gazing up into the heavens? You remember when angels were present, or angel was present at the Annunciation to Mary, that she would conceive and bear a son, and that would be by the Holy Spirit? You remember that there were angels involved when the birth announcement happened outside Bethlehem there in the shepherd's fields? The angels appeared and they announced that Christ had been born. You remember the angels at the empty tomb? Yeah, the disciples came and they saw angels there who gave the report that he is not here, he has risen, and he will meet up with you in Galilee. And yes, angels, they will be present at the last day as well, when they will gather from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will gather God's people. Yes, angels. And so they're here too on this ascension event. Something very wonderful. Yeah, the angels. It's a crucial event. It's a piece of the puzzle that God has put into our salvation, that we will be heirs of eternal glory. Yes, Jesus had said, unless I go away, the Holy Spirit will not come to you, but if I go away, he will come. Yes, and he will empower you. Yeah, that's what happened at Pentecost, and we'll be ready to celebrate that too. Yes. You know, we can get misdirected on such a day. I mean, we could be looking downcast. We could be thinking about, oh, the sins that I committed. We could be maybe a little bit embarrassed. We don't have the confidence to look up. And we all get into those kinds of situations, don't we, when we don't really grab hold of the absolution that God gives us, that he has removed our sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgressions from us. But because we can't quite believe that, I think sometimes we look down. But you know, sometimes we are like those disciples who are gazing up into the heavens, looking and searching for that last glimpse of glory. That last glimpse of glory. And so, but you know, the angels disrupt them and say, there's work to do. And we don't always want to do that work, do we? We just want to see that glory. We want to get that last glimpse. But there's work to do because he says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So we can rejoice that this ascension is a joyous homecoming for our Lord. After he had defeated sin and guilt and the power of the devil, when he had done that at the cross, the agony of the cross, and the glory of his resurrection. Yes, he did all of that for us. He was victorious over death and the grave. And so you can imagine that God's Son became a little homesick when he found himself on the cross crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when he took upon himself all of the mocking and the jeering and the criticism that people gave him, you can see how he would be homesick, right? But here in the ascension, the shout is going up because God is going up in fulfillment of what the psalmist had said long before, and in fulfillment of what Jesus had said many times to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you. And so you can understand from a human perspective how Jesus would be homesick, just as you and I are oftentimes homesick here in this world. Things don't always go the way that we think they should or the way that they could. We experience divorce. We experience betrayal. We experience failure. And so we get homesick. And we have that longing to be with the Lord and to be in the glory that the Lord promises. Yes, what a homecoming it'll be. He now ascends as the God-man. The God-man who offered himself as the perfect sacrifice for all of our sins. And he ascends as the God-man who defeated death and the grave, so that the apostle could say, oh, death, where is your sting? The grave, where is your victory? And yes, he ascends as the God-man who ascends with a body. Remember, he came down here to take upon himself human flesh and blood. He didn't leave that at his ascension, but he brings it to the Father's throne. And he's seated at the right hand so that we can say there is a man who's running the universe in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, indeed, Jesus is called the first fruits in that his resurrection is the first and the rest will follow. You and I will follow. But also in his ascension, he is the first fruit. He is the one who paves the way for our bodies to go to heaven, to the throne of God. And so what a blessed homecoming that will be. Think of the reunion that there will be with your loved ones, those who have gone before us, and those who will go after us. The ascension of our Lord. It's a crucial event in our salvation. Yes, he promises us. Think about what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. Those who are alive when he returns will be caught up. Will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's the word rapture. The Greek word there is rapture. It's the only place in the New Testament that it's used. And a lot of times people will try to misuse that word rapture. But here we see that at the end, that those who are alive and remain will be caught up. That's what it means. Caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. So you see how we are included in this ascension event. Even though we're homesick, like our Lord must have gotten homesick, yes, we have a homecoming that is waiting for us. So it's personal, it's specific, and it's hopeful. It's not an existence that sometimes people will portray as a vague existence of just spirit. No, this is a personal reunion with the Lord who created us and redeemed us and sanctifies us. It will be more real than the relationships that we experience here, to have that reunion, that homecoming. And you know, even though he has ascended on high, don't think that he's not present. Because in the sacrament, we believe that Christ is present, really present, with his body and blood. The same body and blood that was born of the Virgin Mary, crucified on the cross, and risen from the dead, and now ascended into heaven. And just because he's seated at the right hand doesn't mean that he's not here. Remember that passage I talked about early on in this message? That he will fill all things. He says to his disciples and to us, "This is my body. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." He is really present. Even though we cannot see him, he is there, he is here. There is another passage that I have from a hymn, and I wanted to share that with you. It looks like a newer hymn. I wasn't really familiar with it, but I was looking through it today. And this is one of the verses from this other hymn that's in the new hymnal. "Now our heavenly Aaron enters with his blood within the veil. Joshua has now come to Canaan, and the kings before him quail. Now he plants the tribes of Israel in their promised resting place. Now our great Elijah offers double portion of his grace." Remarkable, I think, how the author intertwined all of that Old Testament history and meaning into this ascension event. I saw a statement the other day, and I really like it. "Because of him, because of Jesus, they know my name in heaven." Think about that. Yeah, they know your name. And homecoming will be a very special time that lasts for eternity. Hallelujah, Christ is ascended. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we imitate the early disciples and joyfully function as organs of Christ's mystical body by making disciples of all nations? In the face of the fact that here on earth the church will always be humble, hated, persecuted, as was her Lord, can we remain faithful and loyal to our Christ while walking through life the path he trod? This will require faith, believing without seeing. So we come to the Lord this evening at his table and have communion with him. Here he assures us that he died for us, his body was given for us, his blood was shed for us. If he died for us, he rose for us, he ascended for us. He has gone to prepare a place for us in the heavenly mansions. We too shall have our ascension. A man, our brother, has entered the realms of glory and blazed the trail for us to follow. Yes, he will come again to take us home to the Father's house. And now we make confession of our sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as one who has been called and ordained as a servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of preparation.
Thank you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
You may now come forward for the distribution. Welcome to the Lord's table. The body of Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended, given for you for the forgiveness of your sins, for the promise and hope of your ascension with him. The body of Christ, given for you. For the forgiveness of your sins. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Shed
the body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of your sins, for the promise and the hope of everlasting life with him who is the resurrection and the life.
Lord, bless you, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of your sins.
Blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all of our sins. The blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He shares with you all the blessings of his redeeming work. The blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world and shares with you all the blessings of his redeeming work. The blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world and shares with you all the blessings of his redeeming work. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all of your sins. And now may the true body and blood of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in the true faith and through life everlasting. God's peace and joy go with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Welcome to the Lord's table. The body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of your sins, for the promise and hope of eternal life. The body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of your sins.
table for the promise
and the hope
of the true blood for everlasting life. Jesus Christ. Shed
through the body of Christ sins. Given for you for the forgiveness of your sins.
This is the true blood for the Savior Jesus Christ. So shed
the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Drink
the blood of Christ.
This is the true blood
for the
Savior Jesus Christ. Shed
for
the remission. God's peace and joy go with you. Amen.
Amen.
Saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Welcome to the Lord's table, the body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Takes away the sin of the world and shares with you all the blessings of his redeeming work. And now may the true body and blood of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you for the true faith to life everlasting. God's peace and joy go with you.
Eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart now in the Lord's peace.
Please rise for the litany. Thanks be to you, most glorious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the revelation of yourself in this our world, and for your commission of your church to proclaim the gospel of Christ to every creature.
Thanks be to you, O God.
For the early disciples who were sent forth by Christ to proclaim the coming of the kingdom.
We praise you, O God.
For the apostles of the nations, who in obedience to his word carried the gospel through the world.
We praise you, O God.
For the missionaries, known and unknown, who first brought the gospel to these shores.
We praise you, O God.
For all the faithful, who in ages of darkness kept their lamps burning and watched for the coming of the Lord.
We praise you, O God.
for all who at any time have recalled the church to her great task of evangelizing the world.
We praise you, O God.
For those who have gone to the ends of the earth with the joyful news and have sought out the dark places to bring light to them that dwell in the shadow of death.
We praise you, O God.
For your messengers who have joined the noble army of martyrs, and for all converts to the faith who have sealed their testimony with their blood.
We praise you, O God.
For the innumerable company who now praise your name out of every kindred and nation and tongue.
We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Amen.
We humbly acknowledge, O Lord, our unworthiness of your mercies, and confess how little we have done to hand on in freedom and fullness the faith which was brought to us through so many perils and purchased with such pain.
O Lord, forgive
our past unfaithfulness.
O Lord, forgive
our neglected opportunities.
O Lord, forgive
our deafness to your calls.
O Lord, forgive
our small sacrifice for so great a cause.
O Lord, forgive
our forgetfulness of those who have gone forth relying on your prayers.
O Lord, forgive.
We beseech you to hear us, O Lord, that you would stir up the hearts of your faithful people to greater obedience and unite your church to face the world's great need. That you would send forth laborers into your harvest.
Hear us, we beseech you.
That those who have gone forth may be supported by your presence, guided by your counsel, and filled with your power.
Hear us, we beseech you.
Finally, O Lord, we pray you to give to all professing Christians living in foreign lands a sense of their responsibility, that they may adorn the doctrine of our Savior by their good example, and so commend the faith to others. And we beseech you to hasten the time when the gospel shall be preached to all nations and the whole world be filled with the knowledge of your love. O God of all the nations of the earth, help us to remember the multitudes who have been created in your image, yet know not the fullness of your truth. And according to the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that by the prayers and labors of your church, they may be delivered from unbelief and brought to worship you. Through him whom you have sent to be our salvation, the resurrection and the life of all the faithful, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has taught us all to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And now receive the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen. Amen.
We join in the closing hymn, Draw Us to Thee.
Thank you.
Again, good evening.
Good evening.
And, have a blessed ascension. Also want to wish the mothers and grandmothers Happy Mother's Day, which is coming up this Sunday. So I hope you all have a wonderful time with family. So may the Lord, his peace go with you.